poll, 27% of Republicans believe Biden will be able to unite the country. By Hannah Blow on January 14, 2021. Only a quarter of Republicans believe President-elect Joe Biden will be able to unite the country, a Rasmussen Report survey released Wednesday revealed. A Rasmussen Report survey, taken January 10 to 11, asked, now that Congress has certified Joe Biden as the next president, how likely is it that Biden will be able to unite the country? Overall, 51% said it is either very or somewhat likely that Biden will be able to unite the country, but the opinion is sharply divided across partisan lines. Only 10% of Republicans say it is very likely he will be able to unite the country, with another 17% saying it is somewhat likely. A vast majority of Republicans, 70%, say it is either not very likely or not likely at all. Democrats, however, remain far more optimistic. 80% saying it is at least somewhat likely that Biden will be able to unite the country once taking office. 55% of those unaffiliated with either major party also express doubts, indicating it is not very likely or not likely at all. The survey also asked the 1,000 likely voters, how likely is it that there will be a peaceful transition of power from President Trump to President Biden? President Trump has assured the American people that there will be a peaceful transfer of power, and a majority, or 54%, say it is at least somewhat likely that there will be a peaceful transition of power from Trump to Biden. Slightly less than a quarter, or 23%, say a peaceful transfer is not very likely. 17% say it is not likely at all. Last week, prior to Twitter's permanent suspension of his personal account, Trump announced on the platform he will not attend the inauguration on January 20. The survey also asked respondents, would it be better or worse for the country if President Trump attends President-elect Biden's inauguration, or would it have no impact? A plurality, 41%, said it will have no impact, and 20% said it will be better for the country if he skips the event. Combined, both outweigh the 32% who said such a move will be worse for the country. The survey, taken January 10 to 11, has a margin of error of +/-3%.